Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, up and running and back with you here Thursday, February the 11th, 2021. 16 minutes past the hour, a lot of interesting conversation in hour number one. Now, if the phone lines were ringing busy and you were trying to get in, call in now. We've got a whole another 45 minutes here to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But a lot of questions on the table this morning. In hour number one, we talked about the announcement yesterday that Ted Williams would like to run on the Democratic ticket for governor of Ohio, but this may not be doable because of an Ohio revised code, I guess is the best way to put it, that says if you have been a convicted felon, no matter when it was, you can never run for public office, although Jim Trafficant in Youngstown was convicted of 10 felonies in 2002, spent 7 years in prison, and in 2010 ran for Congress. And then there was also somebody in Toledo, a mayor in 2019, a mayoral candidate, as they say, who was convicted of a felony. She was also permitted to run for mayor of Toledo. So I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting subject, to be sure. Phone lines are open. What do you think about this subject? I know people listening out there have members of their family who are convicted felons or who have had issues, as we should say, with getting a job, getting a house because of this. It's an interesting topic, how our system works. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, the other topic last hour was Valentine's Day. Now, is this a real thing, Valentine's Day? Do people really care? Or do you have a Valentine's Day memory that sticks with you through this day? Love and sentiment, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, my opinion, Valentine's Day, stick it to the man. Celebrate on the 15th when everything's marked down to half off. And about felons, I got more respect for somebody that gets out of a joint and tries to, like, turn their life around and do right than somebody that gets out and just says, heck with it, and commits a felony and goes right back.
Now, I have two questions here. Now, when you say stick it to the man, doesn't that mean that Valentine's Day is a man's holiday? They're stuck.
No, I mean, like, the stores, corporate America, whatever, like...
Stick it to the... Okay.
Like, you want to keep your money in your pocket where it belongs, so...
Okay, but doesn't...
It's not really important, so I said celebrate, like, a week after Valentine's, and you can celebrate for, like, 70% off.
But isn't this really a woman's holiday?
Well, Scott, a happy wife is a happy life.
Is that, well, really, I thought it was no wife is a happy life. I thought that, now, wait, now the felon thing. Now, this whole thing with, do you think it should prohibit somebody from running for office for the rest of their life?
No.
I mean, what? Where do these rules come from?
I don't know. I'm totally against it.
Yeah, it's very strange. Would you vote for Ted Williams if he ran?
Yeah, I believe in... You have to use common sense with any situation, but I think just because somebody went to prison, I mean, you have to, you know, like I said, use common sense or whatever, but I don't think just because you went to prison or you have a felony, I believe in the power of forgiveness and that people can change. Not everyone will change. Some people will have you to believe that they're changing or trying to change and they're full of, you know what. But, you know, you'll be able to tell if someone's genuine.
Now, see, here's what I need you to do for me, though. I want you to poll the bus. Would they vote for Ted Williams? We need to know these things.
I'm the only one on it right now, but when I get them, we'll be tuning in. Yeah.
Okay, this will be 45 minutes of fun here. If you get a good poll, call us in before we go off the air today.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's an opinion on Valentine's Day and an opinion on this whole felony rule that if you are a convicted felon, no matter what the felony is, you cannot run for public office. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in. We want to hear your opinions. That's always very important to us. Valentine's Day, what a topic. Now, I'll be on tomorrow morning. Now, we don't really know yet. Now, as I said in hour number one, we had a whole bit of a double booking on Tuesday that led to a little bit of trouble with some people. And maybe those people will be in tomorrow. We don't know. It'll be interesting if they are, because tomorrow, technically, is the 1 year anniversary commemoration of when they were first on the air. So that would be interesting, because it was Valentine's Day 2020, and since Valentine's Day is on a Sunday, it was on a Friday last year, so Friday would be the day. But you know, I think I've told that story very honestly in hour number one. And just to tell it again real quick, if you're tuning in, you know, I had somebody booked on Tuesday. I thought they might not come in because of weather, so I booked the two other people. Turns out the first person did come in. I had them on. I told the other two people they could not come on that morning because we had obviously had another guest. And, you know, it just led to a bit of an interesting moment. Let's put it that way. But who knows what'll happen tomorrow now? Maybe there'll be another double booking tomorrow, and we will really have trouble. Now, my question is, did I handle this situation wrong? That's what I want to know. Now, we had an opinion in hour number one that I handled this situation correctly. But do you think I handled it wrong here? Because I tried to contact everybody on Tuesday morning, you know, doing a morning show, you got to do it before 8 o'clock, and between 7 and 8, I was trying to contact people, get it all straightened out, so we wouldn't have this big hubbub, and it didn't turn out that way, unfortunately. So, the question is, do you think I handled this wrong? I don't think I did. I think I went with the guest who I had booked first. It would have turned out bad. You know, now in hindsight, because the rebooking of the first guest would have been on Thursday. Today's Thursday. The roads are definitely worse. They're not as good this morning as they were on Tuesday. So I think the right thing was done, and maybe we will see the other two tomorrow. We don't know. They're a little shifty like that. We really don't know when they show up and don't show up. We don't know when they're listening and not listening. Sometimes they show up out of the blue. Now, one of them said they were going to call last hour, but they didn't call. They have a funny thing about calling in. You know, this is an interesting thing. Now, they have no problem coming in and guesting, which is good. I like them. They're always fun to come in and guest, and we have a lot of fun. But calling is like a taboo thing to talk on the phone. See, I think text messaging has done this. Text messaging and Messenger and all those things, I think, have made people very anti-telephone. People just used to call people up on the telephone. Those were good days. And again, our phone line is open here, and if you want to use the telephone, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. On the topic of the double booking the other morning, the topic of should Ted Williams be allowed to run for governor, even though he might have had some felonies in the past, I really don't know. to be honest with you, and Valentine's Day in general. How do you feel about the old Valentine's Day? You know, for a long time, it was called St. Valentine's Day. I'll tell you something interesting. You know what was a trend last year in Valentine's Day? And I don't know if it will be a trend this year. Now, we've talked about the things that people normally do. Candy, flowers, balloons, all that sort of stuff. Jewelry, people do jewelry. But last year, people, because of the internet, people were doing videos. They were doing videos where I think they were showing their love of the other person, which I think's nice. I think that's nice to do a video to show how much you care about somebody else. That's just a new wave thing. You know, that is not a, what would you say? That is not a, something people were doing 10 years ago. Would you like a video for Valentine's Day to show how much somebody cared about you? That's a little cheaper than chocolates or jewelry or all that sort of thing. Is that something that would float your boat? A bunch of jewelry or a bunch of videos? The video thing is interesting because when I first saw that last year, I thought, well, I don't know. Is this to show the world that you're together or that you like each other? Or are you just giving this to the other person for them to have for the rest of their life? I wasn't really sure about the video. But I'm not against it. I think it's a nice idea. So that's an interesting thing that the technological world has done and allowed us to do on Valentine's Day. See, but this all comes back to the idea, do people really like each other? I don't know. You know, they look happy in pictures, they look happy, you know, sometimes in person, but I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, and most people will not tell you. I really don't know if they're happy or not. I mean, you hope all people are happy, but I think the less you talk about it, maybe the happier you are. I think the more you try to show it, the more you try to show how happy you are, the less happy you are. This is all based in the internet. This is a whole internet topic, to be honest with you. Oh, I think we're getting a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it's your favorite bus driver, Scott.
All right.
So I have four people on board.
Four people?
I got like 30 seconds so I can talk to you, but I have four people on board, and I polled them, and all four said that if you have been convicted of a felony, absolutely not, that you should not be able to run for public office. But all four of them said as well, in regards to the public housing, housing in general, and employment, that should not matter, that you should be given a second chance for that.
So not run for office, but be able to get housing and a job.
Yeah, they wouldn't discriminate for employment or housing, but that was a firm no on running for any kind of office.
Well, and I know you're quick here on time, but I'm curious, why is public office such a high standard? Because I've known a lot of people in public office who ended up in the clink afterwards.
I don't know. We'll be tuning in. Maybe I get one of them to call, but I got to drive.
Yeah, keep driving.
Toodles.
Eyes on the road. Well, that's interesting that most people are willing to forgive felons when it comes to housing and when it comes to getting a job, but not to run for public office. Now, I have known a lot of politicians in my life, and what I have found, here's the thing. Politician is just a job. You can do it well, or you can do it poorly. We all know this. And different than being a baker or any, I'm not sure that I understand that in a big way. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with Sarah. On the housing, you have a bell or anything. I know a lot of people that are having a hard time finding a place to live because they do have a building. And public housing, like over the Blatts, the Greens, places like that, they will not rent to anybody.
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough for people who have a felony.
Right, but they, and it's public housing that the government's got anything to do with. They will not rent, and then you have other people that there's a lot of empty places around there. If you now looking around, you'll see them, but they won't rent to them either. And then when they do rent to somebody, they get a bunch of druggies in there and they tear the place up, and then they raise the rent so high that nobody can afford it. So it's.
It's an interesting situation. Well, hey, go ahead. Thanks. Well, see, there's another opinion. What I was saying about politicians is, you know, let's say you're a baker. Well, here comes another call. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Oh, I can't hear you.
When's Shecky scheduled again?
When's who?
Shecky.
Oh, Shecky. You know, hopefully sometime soon. We haven't had him on since election night. I need to call and see how he's doing and get him on the program again.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, call in. I think it's an interesting topic that we're into this morning. But as I was saying, when it comes to politicians, there are good ones and there are bad ones. But if you're a baker, if you're a server, if you're a teacher, if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're any of these things, you know, I think there are good ones and bad ones. I don't know why politician would be a restricted field. Because I've known people who've went to prison and they came out and passed the bar and became lawyers. I don't think there's any law against that. I've known people who came in and they could be doctors if they had the time left. I don't think there's any law against that. There are a lot of things you could do if you've been convicted of felonies and you get out and you serve your time. You certainly could be a baker. You could open up your own bakery. You could be a grocer. You could be a teacher, as far as I know. I mean, they would do a background check on you, but I think some people would overlook that. Why is politician on this list of things you can't do? That I'm not quite sure of, because we have a lot of people who are politicians who go on trial, who get in trouble, who do all kinds of things. So I'm not sure. I guess that's the problem. Why are we saying that this is a position that you've got to be squeaky clean? Because trust me, we have found out with many politicians, once they get in, that maybe they're not so squeaky clean. Or after they start to run, we learn that they're not so squeaky clean. I think that's the weird thing about this Ohio revised code, as it were. And again, I don't think it's a law. I think it's just a code. And as I say, Jim Trafficant in Youngstown, convicted of 10 felonies, 7 years in prison. He ran for Congress after that. We had a lady in Dayton run for mayor. She was a convicted felon. So what is the deal here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear your opinion, or your opinion on Valentine's Day in general. Do you expect something on Valentine's Day? This is a question. Now, I will bet most men do not expect something on Valentine's Day. But I bet that most women do, even if they say they don't. I bet you most women do expect something on Valentine's Day. Even if it's just a card or something nice. But the video thing is that's new. That's new wave. That's interesting. And you know what I've been noticing lately on the social media? Is people is it called the story of us or something like this? Telling the story of when they met, where they met, why they met. It's a funny thing. Because, to be honest with you, I have not read one of these yet. I see them. I see where they post pictures, you know, sometimes years ago, sometimes now. And I see these pictures, but I really don't stop and read the story. I mean, I'm glad they have a story, but I don't know. See, because I think when you post something on social media, it's something you want other people to read. And I don't know that somebody else's story with somebody else is something that I want to read. Now, maybe it's something that somebody else wants to read. See, to me, it kind of falls into political opinion. Like, people's political opinion, they post it on Facebook all the time. It's on social media all the time. But it doesn't do anything for me. I don't need to read that every day. I pretty much know where everybody stands by now. After the last couple presidential elections, I pretty well know where all my Facebook friends stand because I've seen their posts. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But there are all kinds of things you can do nowadays. Good and bad. But it's interesting for Valentine's Day how the standards have held up. Balloons, chocolates, flowers, jewelry. And as I said, last year I did see videos for the first time. And I'm not saying anything bad about the videos. I think the videos are fine. I think that's just hunky-dory. But I just wonder, do people keep it? See, that's what I always wonder when it comes to internet. Do these people download this video and keep it somewhere? I don't even know where you'd keep it. Do people burn things to DVDs anymore? Do people put things on flash drives? I mean, how do you save a video? Now, you can save a card, and you can print a picture, and you can do that sort of thing. But when it comes to a video, I'm not sure what you do or what you're supposed to do with it. Watch it and say, this is great. Maybe. But I think it's a nice idea, and it takes a lot of time. That's also an interesting thing. It takes a lot of time to put together a video like that, which I think is also interesting, that people take the time to do that. I guess that shows caring. I guess that shows that you care about somebody. Has anybody else ever been creative when it comes to Valentine's Day? What kind of things do you do? We want to know this morning. Valentine's Day and felonies. What an interesting morning this is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to talk to you about anything that's on your mind. And also, if whatever you want to talk about has nothing to do with either one of these subjects, you can still call in. We'd love to hear from you about anything. 740-383-9944. Because that's what we do here on this station. We want to know what's on your mind. Now, these are just things that are on my mind. But things that are on your mind, I have no idea. But I'd like to know. You know, I'm not sure if I talked about this the other day or not. But this past weekend, I went to Red Lobster. And I had not been there for a long time. And I'll tell you, I had a very good experience at Red Lobster this past weekend. I thought the food was very good. I thought the selection was very good, because most restaurants have a limited menu right now. I thought the selection was very good. And the service was interesting. This whole idea, and we've talked about this before, and I think some people are a little nervous to talk about this, but this whole tipping nature that we have in society, when you get bad service from somebody, should you tip? I don't know. It's very difficult because, you know, there are some things you can't screw up. Like delivering a pizza, aside from it taking longer than you thought it would, how do you really screw that up? But most people I know tip the pizza man. But I do think that the pizza driver makes at least minimum wage. And the person cutting your hair, I would imagine, makes better than minimum wage. And we don't really base our haircut on how we tip them. Usually people just tip them the same thing every time. But a server who does not make minimum wage, we base their whole performance on the tip we leave them, which is not the same with the other professions. And that's the profession that really needs the tip. But if you don't get good service, how do you tell somebody? I mean, do you just pull them aside and say, I'm going to tip you well, but I really don't think you did very good? What do you do in that situation? When you're in a place, typically a restaurant, where you get bad service, but you don't want to undertip because you know that's all the money they're making, aside from the little bit they get hourly, would you pull somebody aside? Would you tell the server that they're doing a bad job? Now, I'm not talking about roundabouting it. I'm talking about actually telling the server, you did a bad job. You're not refilling my drink quick enough. Would you tell them that? Would you tell them that, you are not refilling the appetizer quick enough? You're not coming back to the table often enough? Would anybody really do that? Would you really go up to the person and tell them that? And should you? Is this something you should do? I don't know. Do people consider that to be proper? Or would people consider that to be rude? 740-383-9944. What do you think on this whole tipping process? 43 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Tipping is interesting. And it also is based on the type of restaurant you have. If you have a sit-down restaurant, I don't know anybody who tips the person in the drive-thru window. So that's a whole different can of worms. Like car hops, you know, that's different because they really don't come back and fill your drink and that sort of thing. So I don't know. Drive-thrus, car hops, sit-down restaurants. And now, of course, you have the restaurants that figure the tip into the bill. Do you like that? Do you like already having the tip figured into your bill? And have you ever complained because you got bad service and the tip was already figured into the bill? All interesting questions. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Now, I'm getting a message here that people do tell servers that they don't do a good job, but you should not do that. You should not tell a server that they're not doing a good job. I guess the theory is because you don't know why they're doing a bad job. Well, I think the server should say, you know, hey, the kitchen's behind. I think that's a sufficient answer if you're a member of the public. If you know the kitchen's behind, then you know not to take it out on the server. But I guess, but then would you believe it? See, there's always that theory of doubt. Do you really believe that what they're saying is true, or are they just truly doing a bad job and trying to get out of it. I don't know. Anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. I do know and have heard people talk a lot about places that have notoriously bad service. Now, here's a question. If a place has good food but bad service, if they have really good food and you really like the service, but and you still want to go there, do you go there even though you know they have bad service but you really like the food? 740-383-9944. Would love to know your opinion. Give me a buzz here on WWGH Radio. Always fascinating to hear what you have to say, because what I say is just another opinion. What you have to say is fascinating in a lot of ways, because it comes from a completely different perspective than anything that I might come up with. So when you call in, I enjoy the conversation because I think your perspective is completely different than my perspective. And, you know, I was never a server. Now, I did work in a restaurant for a long time, but I never served. So my money was never dependent on tips. But I, you know, it's tough. I watched a lot of servers get really bad tips for things that they had no control over. And that's unfortunate to watch. Not a good thing. Let's see, what else was on the list today? You know, the other day we were having this conversation about these Bakelite radios. You know, I don't know what it is about older radios that fascinate me. I think it's the way they're made. You know, older radios, for some reason, have a better reception. They are always uniquely made. Now, I think the Bakelite and the wooden radios are completely different. Now, does anybody know why the older radios have better reception and why they have held up so well? I mean, they're getting to be close to 100 years old at this point. And a lot of them still work. They were really made to last for a long time. Why do these old radios hold up so well? And the sound is really good in most cases. The speakers have held up really well. I don't know, and the colors and the shapes, I don't know if it was of the time that people wanted something that looked like that in their house, but I know they've become very, very big collector's items, no matter where you go. So does anybody have anything to say? What do you collect? I think that's, and I'm not even sure I would call that a collection. That's just something, if I see one, chances are I probably will buy it. But it's like old microphones. You know, if like those old Pill RCA Victor microphones. If I see those, I'll buy those, whether they work or not, because I think they look so neat. You know, we used to have a real craftsmanship in this country when it came to how something looked. Not only did we want it to work well, we wanted it to look good. Now, things work well, but things don't look all that interesting. Nowadays, I really don't know. In 80 years from now, are people going to look back on the stuff that's made today and say, boy, I want to get one of those because of the style it is? I don't know. Like those old microphones and old radios, they're very unique. Old televisions are that way as well, too. But you got to go way back. There was a period where so many televisions were sold, I think in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that those televisions have become like a dime a dozen, and nobody wants them because they're so heavy. But if you go back to when televisions were first made, they were made with very unique looks. Does anybody have any collections out there? We got into a big collector's talk last week when it came to Al Weichel, who called in. And that was a lot of fun, talking with Al about that, the collections that he has. Does anybody have anything in their house that they, it's really just a prized item or a prized collection? It'd be interesting to know what people keep or have. Everybody does it to some degree. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 11 minutes left in the big broadcast today. Should mention when I go off today, we have On the Air with Glenn Coble from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we have Swap Shop. Swap Shop, that's a collector's show for sure. From 12:10 until 1 p.m. today. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. Now, somebody online just told me what they collected. And I agree with them totally. But the problem is with collectibles, I don't know that you get rid of them. See, I think when you have a collection, for the most part, you keep them around. And the collection this person's talking about, you probably only have one at a time. So, I don't know. That's an interesting collection to have, for sure. Now, here we are. You know, I think it's just such a cold, and it is cold. Cold, cold, cold today. It's cold. It was another snowy night. What a February this has been. And it all came in with February. January was fine. I mean, we had the snowstorm on Christmas Eve, but that melted away pretty quickly. But boy, February came in and made January look pretty easy, pretty nice. All right, 8 minutes left to go. If you want to get your opinion in on anything, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. You know, Valentine's Day, as I said, is also, I think, the biggest day for proposals. Now, I wonder why. Is it because it's the Profession of Love Day? I know a lot of people get married on Valentine's Day. I know that's a lot of people's wedding anniversary. I don't understand that either. What's the correlation? I mean, I get love. Yeah, I get that. But what's the significance of getting married on these dates? Is it a good omen for your marriage? You know, the truth is, when it comes to this subject of love and Valentine's Day, you just really don't ever know. The truth is you never really know about the other person because human beings are individuals and you never know if it's going to work or if it's not going to work. So, you just do your best, I guess, with, you know, the trait that is most important in a significant other is what you really have to look at. I think that's what makes or breaks it. I think when it's something that's never going to change, then you're good. But I think if it's something that could change from day to day, then you've got some trouble. Anybody have any advice on this? 740-383-9944. What kind of a slow day here today? But that's okay. I do have a feeling Swap Shop's going to do well today between 12:15 and 1 because Al Weichel, who called in last week, I know posted it on his Facebook and told everybody if you ever listen, because he was a big Tradio caller, And he said, if you ever listen to Tradio, there's this show that's on every Thursday, and he gave the correct time, and he gave the station, and, you know, it could be big today. The swap shop could turn right around and be big, big, big. Glenn, your show could be big today. Swap shop.
I've got hints on how to do garage sales and stuff, getting ready for the spring.
Oh, you got hints?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So that'll be, what's on from 10 to 12 today? Valentine, oh, it's coming quick, Glenn.
Valentine trivia and candy trivia.
Okay, here we... I've been talking about Valentine's Day all morning. Now, do you really think this holiday is a good idea? Or this day? It's not really a holiday.
Never. I've never, ever paid much attention to it.
Hey, do you get your wife something?
No.
No, there you go. And has it ever caused a problem?
No.
No. Now, isn't that more sensible than what normally we have in life?
But before I was married, I always got my girlfriend something.
You always get your girlfriend something. Not your wife.
No.
No, but your girl. Now, when your wife was your girlfriend, did you get her something?
I doubt it.
Really?
Yeah, my wife is not that type of lady. She doesn't look for material stuff.
So she says, Glenn, but what if you brought home some roses or chocolates or a balloon or a card?
She would probably roll her eyes at me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just not a thing?
No.
Fascinating. I don't know. I was saying earlier on that in the new age, people put videos together for people for Valentine's Day. But see, I don't know where those videos go. I don't know what you're supposed to do with them.
They're looked at once and never seen again.
Right. And I think it takes the person a lot of time to put them together, and I think a lot of thoughtfulness and effort goes into it.
Oh, it does, I'm sure.
Right, but what do you do with it?
You throw it away. You don't pay any attention to it.
Well, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And you certainly don't want to look at it when the thing comes to an end.
No, you absolutely do not.
No, that becomes very rough. But were you one of the... Do you get rid of old... This is always a big question. Do you get rid of old love notes? Do you get rid of old cards from people? Do you get rid of old pictures?
Nobody ever loved me enough to send a love note.
Never got anything?
Never, ever, that I can recall. My wife keeps the cards from the kids, but not from...
Never from an old...
No, and I have two or three friends that always send me Christmas cards that I never respond to. And I keep them around the house for about 2 weeks.
So you don't, but I mean, hypothetically, this is a good question. Should you?
We'll be the judge of whether it's a good question or not.
Well, no, I think I just judged it right there.
Should you keep them?
Should you keep them? If it's from a person from the past, should you keep them if you're involved in something new?
When they come to you, I think you should acknowledge them, even cards and stuff from friends from Christmas. But I don't think you should keep old love letters around. I kept one for probably...
Oh, so you did get a love letter.
It wasn't a love letter. It was a picture with a signature on the back of it. And I kept it around for probably 20 years. But I found it one day and I thought, if my wife ever sees that I still have this picture, I'm in trouble.
You see, now, what I believe about the situation is I just think it's part of history. You know, you're not around that person anymore, so there's really no significance to it, except, I mean, you didn't memorize the letter. So it's something when you get to be like 80, you look back and you say, oh, okay, well, I remember that person. That was nice that they wrote that. Oh, I forgot that we went to the park that day together. And, you know, that I think that's why you keep it. It's not because you want that person back. Heavens knows, once you cut some of these people out, you just... I mean, if they went off the end of a cliff, you wouldn't care.
That's probably my wife calling me right now, telling me
say,
that
where's the Valentine's Day card?
No, that picture that I told you about, I did just get a Facebook message from an old friend of mine who said, have you seen her lately? She's hot.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
And she's in her 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 2 years younger than me, so she's 72.
Can you be hot in your 70s?
I can't.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of this in logical terms. I don't know.
Well, hot is in the mind of the beholder.
What is hot? I mean, what is that?
I'm absolutely certain it has something to do with sexuality. And at 74 years old, who's looking?
But I mean, is it looks? Is that completely what it is? Or is it, you know, their personality, the way they talk, the language they use?
No, it's hot and sexy.
Just looks.
That's what I think.
Well,
of
that's
hot.
Very superficial.
Very shallow.
You know something? I'll say this, and I'll depart on this morning. I know a lot of people, and I'm not just saying this because this is the age group that most of my people are in now, but people in their 40s who I think they're good looking and they get a lot of attention. They do look older than their age. I think a lot of times they've been going to tanning beds or getting tans, or they wear a lot of makeup. And I think even though by a lot of people they might still be regarded, and maybe they've kept in shape and that sort of thing, that they may be regarded by a lot of people as still looking nice, I think they look older. And I think when they get, 40... you can still pull it off. But I think as they get older, they're really going to age a lot poorer than the people who didn't do that.
I think you have to be very rich to afford to stay good-looking till you're 70.
Yeah, but when you're 70, nobody else is good-looking, so what difference does
and
it make?
And nobody cares what you look like.
That's a joke, because I do think that some older people look very distinguished, look very well. Some older women look very, never guess that they are the age that they are.
By the way, my collection is marbles, so anybody who says I've lost my marbles, I have not. I've got them in a jar.
A whole big collection. What's the big one?
The boulder?
No. What do they call it? It's not the boulder.
We used to call them the boulders.
Oh, what they used to call the big marble? The smasher or something like that?
I don't know.
They called it something. All right. I'm done for the day, but Glenn Coble's coming up with a whole lot of Valentine's Day information. And then Swap Shop from 12:15 to 1. We'll see what happens with Al Weichel's advertisement for it. And then Adam the Computer Guy from 2 to 3 for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Needed the money. And I had various family members who were ill, and the bills were pretty high, and I had to support these people. So I did what I didn't want to do. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
NewsForce is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local source. We are NewsForce247.com.
Program.